PJM presents shortlist of RAE TEP projects, written by Devin Leith Yeshin, and read by an automated voice. Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, PJM presented its shortlist of projects for inclusion in the first window of its 2025 Regional Transmission Expansion Plan, or RAE TEP, which includes need for increased west-to-east transfer capability to supply rising data center load in Northern Virginia and the PPL region. The projects were sorted into four regions: the PPL region of the MAC zone, the overall MAC zone, a southern cluster focused on resolving transmission violations, and a western cluster centered around Columbus, Ohio. PJM expects to present its recommendations to the Transmission Expansion Advisory Committee during its December 2 meeting. The need in PPL is being driven by load growth increasing by about 5 gigawatts between the 2024 and 2025 load forecasts, which is driven predominantly by data centers. The removal of 7.5 gigawatts expected from offshore wind projects in New Jersey also caused 500 kilovolt lines to overload, increasing the need for more transmission into the Mid-Atlantic. PJM added scenarios removing the offshore wind generation to reflect the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities canceling solicitations for development and postponing construction of transmission and other infrastructure. PJM has shortlisted a single portfolio from PPL, which would make several upgrades to transmission around the Susquehanna nuclear generator for $565 million. The package includes building a new Kellyer's 500 kilovolt substation, extending the Susquehanna-Sunbury 500 kilovolt line to cut into Kellyer's, and rebuilding the Juniata-Sunbury 500 kilovolts line. PJM Director of Transmission Planning Sami Abdulsalam said this is the first time a transmission owner has submitted a complete competitive RAE TEP portfolio with a fixed cost cap. He said there is strong confidence the utility's forecast will increase again next year, creating the need for upgrades of this magnitude. Increased transfer capability into the larger MAC region is being prompted by data center growth in PPL, with three portfolios shortlisted and a fourth under consideration. A joint First Energy and MAIT project would build two 500 kilovolt lines between the Keystone and Susquehanna substations for $1.16 billion. A NextEra and Exelon package would build a 765 kilovolt line from Comer to Juniata, with two new 765 500ths of a kilovolt substations along the corridor for $1.74 billion. And a proposal from NextEra, Exelon, and MAIT would build the Comer Juniata 765 kilovolt line, plus a 500 kilovolts line from Keystone to Susquehanna, for $2.82 billion. New generation in Southern Dominion paired with load growth in Northern Virginia is expected to cause multiple overloads on 500 kilovolt lines between the two regions in 2032. Three packages were shortlisted: a high-voltage DC line from the Heritage Substation to Mosby paired with a 500 kilovolt line between Elmont and Kraken sponsored by Dominion for $4.82 billion. A pair of 765 kilovolt lines from Heritage to Vontae and between Joshua Falls and Morrisville, passing through Cunningham brought by Transource for $1.97 billion, and two 500 kilovolts lines between Heritage and Morrisville and from Finneywood to Cunningham and ending at Morrisville proposed by Dominion for $1.99 billion. Several residents voiced support for the HVDC line, noting it would be underground and mostly follow existing transmission corridors. Many of the comments also called for more underground HVDC options. PJM staff responded that they're limited to the solutions presented by project sponsors. Abdulsalam said there are several benefits to underground HVDC beyond aesthetics, including easier expansion capability and reduced injection of short circuit. But he cautioned that it's not a given the transfer capability is greater than overhead 765 kilovolts. The Western Cluster aims to address load growth in Ohio near Columbus and Melissa, as well as regional power flows shifting toward the eastern and southern regions of PJM. Transource submitted a $2.78 billion project including several upgrades to the 765 kilovolt and 500 kilovolt networks around Columbus, including a 765 kilovolt line from Greentown mostly using Greenfield right-of-way, a $2.92 billion project from NextEra and Exelon to construct a Greenfield 765 kilovolt ring from Winville and looping around Columbus, and $1.49 billion to build a 765 kilovolts line from Belmont in West Virginia to Vassal and upgrade several lines to the southwest of Columbus. Supplemental projects. First Energy presented a $50 million project in the APS zone to replace 93 wood H frames with steel structures and reconductor 12.72 miles along the Carroll-Mount Airy 230 kilovolt line. The utility said the wood poles show signs of accelerated decay and woodpecker damage. The project is in the conceptual phase with a projected in-service date of June 30, 2029. The utility also presented a $36.8 million project to serve a new customer requesting 230-kilovolt service near the Dew substation by constructing a 230-kilovolt substation along the DewSage 230-kilovolt line. The facility would feature 10 breakers and have a breaker and a half, or BA configuration. The scope also includes reconductoring 2.9 miles of the DewSage line. The project is in the conceptual phase with a projected in-service date of February 18, 2032. First, Energy presented a $30 million project in the Penelec zone to rebuild 6.7 miles of the Johnstown Seward 230-kilovolt line to resolve deteriorating wood structures and insulator bells. The project is in the conceptual phase with an in-service date of June 15, 2027.
AEP presented a need to make repairs along 74 miles of its Hanna-Tanners Creek 345-kilovolt line, which has experienced damage to structure legs, insulator assemblies and conductor strands.
Brackets holding suspension insulator strings also are wearing out on 87% of the structures inspected, creating increased risk that a conductor could fall from the towers. There have been 5 momentary and 2 permanent outages on the line in the past 5 years. PECO presented a $176.6 million project to serve a new customer seeking to bring 600 megawatts of load near Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, by 2028. The project's first phase would install 2 temporary 230-kilovolt lines tapping into the double-circuit Ford Mill-Emily line, followed by the construction of a 230-kilovolt BA substation, named Center, with 11 breakers and 2 customer feeds. The line segment between Center and Emily would be rebuilt, and terminal equipment at Emily would be upgraded. 2 new service requests were presented for 750 megawatts near Limerick, Pennsylvania, by 2032, and another for 500 megawatts of load in Philadelphia expected to come online by 2029. Planning Committee examines spare equipment philosophy. PJM has expanded its guidance on spare equipment for transmission owners, increasing the document from a single page to 8 in an effort to consider equipment likely to fail during extreme weather. The Planning Committee requested that the Transmission and Substation Subcommittee re-evaluate the document, including the possibility of a targeted return to service when determining the adequate supply of spare parts, as well as the logistics to deliver that equipment. The new language lists several major types of equipment that may be difficult to procure or transport after a failure, such as transformers, reactors, circuit breakers, power components, and conductors, and it gives high-level guidance on spare equipment storage and typical replacement timelines. Spare equipment is critical to the continued integrity of the bulk electric system, or BESS, the document reads. Failure to maintain adequate spare equipment can lead to unnecessary higher operating costs and unnecessarily long outage times, consequently compromising transmission and overall system reliability. Interconnected transmission owners need to be able to support any local interconnection agreements. The purpose of this philosophy is to ensure that thought is given to maintaining adequate spare equipment for the BESS. Any new facility connecting to the bulk electric system should observe this philosophy.